Happy? All right. Welcome, everyone. Thank you, councillors, for our council meeting on the 12th of the 4th, 2022. So, we'll make a start. You see our agenda that's in front of you. You see it's had a little bit of a revamp, which is good to see. Obviously, you've got the conduct of the meetings and security procedures is there. So I'll read it out. So in the evacuation details and information located on the wall near the entry to the chambers, in the unlikely event of an emergency, evacuation alarm will sound and evacuation wardens will assist to evacuate the building. When directed, everyone will be required to exit in an orderly fashion. Exit is via reception and through the supper room. Please go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. Please remain there until everyone is accounted for. If you are visiting council today, please take some time now to write your name in the visitor book. It's located in reception. Thank you. Acknowledgement of country. The council acknowledges the Palitor and Panahia past peoples and the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather for the council meeting, with respects paid to elders past and present and extended to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples present. Okay. Confirmation of the minutes. Somebody like to move? Somebody like... Thank you, Councillor White. As a mover, a seconder for the confirmation of the minutes, please. Councillor King, thank you. I'll put that vote. All those in favour of confirmation of the minutes, please say aye and raise your hands. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Any declarations of interest? Nil received. Thank you. Over the page, you've got the council workshop report. You've got the mayor and council laws report. Any councillors with a verbal report, please let me know. Take that as a no. Thank you. Petitions? Nil. Thank you. Community representations? None? Okay. Heading into public question times, you've got questions listed that were asked from the last council meeting. The responses are there for those to see. There are nil public questions without notice this month. Oh, unless somebody from the gallery, I should say. Anybody from the gallery wish to ask any questions? Take that as a no. Thank you. Councillor question time. There were no councillor questions with notice this month, and I'll ask if there are any councillor questions without notice this month. Councillor Temple, can you ask you to use your microphone, Councillor Temple? All councillors, just to remind everyone.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual question, is there any update on proposed prisons in the municipality?
Not from myself, John. I haven't heard or seen anything. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, no, councillor.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors, without notice? I'll take that as a no. Thank you. So moving on to our planning matters. So in planning matters, the Council Act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. The following applies to all planning authority reports, and there's a list of bits and pieces there. So over the page, we are planning authority report. So 12.1, 5 and 7 Bradford Avenue, Prospect Vale. We have some representations to read out, I guess is the word, Krista. And you're going to read them out on behalf of those people who can't be here in person today. I'll ask you to read those out. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The first one is from Barb and Steve Slater. They weren't able to attend today's meeting, so they asked that this could be read out instead. So it reads, we note that the traffic assessment was not done in peak times, when workers are heading to and from the city and school students are heading to and from school. Traffic has increased over 16 years that we have lived in the area, and with the addition of so many new developments, this brings an increase in traffic and safety issues for both motorists and all pedestrians, school students, elderly, disabled and others. This is a major concern of all residents of the Prospect Vale area. Traffic trying to exit Bradford Avenue during peak times have no choice but to turn left and proceed to the roundabout at the supermarket intersection to enable them entry to Westbury Road heading towards St Patrick's College. Were these vehicles counted in the assessment of traffic travelling right to the city? Bradford Avenue is used by school students both as pedestrians and a drop-off zone. This increases the local resident traffic in Bradford Avenue. Students heading to either St Pat's or Prospect High Schools have to negotiate the busy traffic, which is very unsafe, and some students take risks to cross the busy road. We note that the land has been averaged to allow for the 9 units to be accepted on this site. However, what is the actual distance between each proposed unit? Has a fire assessment been completed? Emergency vehicles need to be able to access all of the units easily if required. On-site parking for residents and visitors has been noted. However, the developer has also included 2 spaces on-street parking. This will be an issue during school times. We realise that 3-bedroom units bring a higher price for the developer, but at what cost to the neighbours and residents of Prospect Vale? Rubbish collection will be an issue for 9 units blocking the footpath. Yes, some pedestrians can walk on the grass, but not recommended for the elderly or disabled. We are not against development, however, there are many aspects that should be considered with regard to density levels. This would establish the right mix for all future developments. We are of the belief that the Mayor and councillors reside in the Westbury-Deloraine areas and would not have witnessed the traffic issues firsthand. We would like to thank the Mayor and councillors for reading our statement and appreciate your consideration with regard to some of our concerns for this development. And the second one I have is from Rachel Scott, who is also unable to attend today's meeting at short notice, so she would like this read out. Good afternoon, councillors. My apologies for not being present at this meeting, but as I was only told of the meeting on Thursday afternoon, I was already otherwise engaged. I would like to begin by stating that I am not against this development. When I purchased my property, 9 Bradford Avenue, in late 2016, I fully expected units to be developed on the vacant block behind me. What I didn't expect was 2-storey units squeezed in such a dense manner surrounding me on 2 sides of my home. Other unit developments in the neighbourhood are all single-storey units. The density of the development is such that there isn't even the required amount of visitor parking, and a suggestion by your planning department that visitors could park on Bradford Avenue. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the street, but apart from the huge numbers of homes built further down the street in recent years, the street is used by many students to access Prospect High School. There is a walkway beside my house that many students utilise, both as pedestrians.
So we'll just make sure that we're up and going. Thank you, Councillor Sheriff. Another question?
My follow-up to that, is there an option to monitor that in due course and then put a time of day on there for left turn with the option of right turn if obviously, you know?
Thanks, Mr. through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, council officers could make some time to monitor that intersection as well as others in that area, just so that we understand what's happening at each in terms of driver behaviour, but also whether there's any improvements around signage or other sort of techniques to improve safety and efficiency.
Thank you, Dino. Any other questions, comments, councillors? Anything else? Nothing? No comments, no questions? Councillor Sinfield?
Yes. Look, I have too many problems with this one. It's not a cumulative assessment that we can take into account for all the discretions required at all, but I just think there are a number of them that are insurmountable, in my view, terms of access, width, safety, traffic, manoeuvrability, etc. And so I can't support it as it's proposed. And not that it's relevant to the matter before us, but if it were less dense, then I would think some of those issues in terms of access, width, safety and manoeuvrability would improve out of sight. So it's not saying no to, as one of the representatives said, it's not saying no to some development, but in my view this is just compromise too many, as I say, not cumulatively, but individually it's compromise too many things, in my view, that are insurmountable, and hence I'll be voting no.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, councillors? Councillor King.
I'm not going to make a comment. I have some issues with this this application, but acknowledge that with 10 discretions, it still complies. I think we need to be taking the opportunities to have a good hard look at the planning scheme and how it's panning out, and how some of these applications are being assessed against it, and take the opportunity to make some significant improvements, because the scheme as it currently stands is seriously flawed.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other questions of the staff, councillors? Queries? Take that as no. I'll go back to Councillor Cameron as the seconder of the motion for wrap up.
Thank you. Thanks to the planning staff. I do appreciate that this has probably been quite in-depth, particularly with the amount of discretions, but I think what Councillor Sheriff suggested with that we can increase our monitoring of the traffic and safety in that area, particularly with all the extra units coming online, might be the best possible outcome from today, maybe.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Kelly as the mover.
Yeah, not too much more to add. I do note that I've travelled throughout Launceston on times with the school kids and that are coming out, and it doesn't matter where you go, you seem to get caught up in traffic. So this does seem to be a very busy time of the day. Do want to thank the planning staff. I know this is not easy for them. We sit here and criticise and so forth, yet they have a certain rule book in which they've got to operate within. And so I want to thank them for their efforts and so forth, that they do put a lot into it. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, councillors, on that basis, I will put the motion as it stands. So I'd ask you to raise your hands and say aye. For all those in favour, please do so now. That is Councillor Johnson, Kelly, Cameron, White. Sheriff, four. Those against? That's Sinfield, Temple, King and Friedrich against. That is motion passed. Thank you. All right, moving on to PA2. PA2 is 4 Gledow Street, Deloraine. Sorry, Councillor. Sorry. I'll just wait for everyone to get to the relevant page. Page 203. While we're waiting, anybody in the gallery that wants to leave, you feel free to if you wish to. So, make the offer. Okay. Well, we're there. Righto. Okay. Thank you. So, would somebody like to move Planning Authority 2? Sorry, we got some representatives or not? We have. Sorry. I've jumped the gun before we do that. My apologies. George Walker, 60. Proprietary Limited. Sorry about that, George. Glad, Heidi, you caught me before I launched into that. My apologies.
Thank you, Mayor and councillors. My name's George Walker and I represent the applicant for the development application being 60 Degrees. I'm speaking on behalf of Jason Sheriff, who is seeking to undertake the proposed development. Jason had organised to attend today, but came down with COVID and is now in isolation. And Jason was actually the proponent for the previous application as well. So he did want to be here, but was unable to. So the proposal before you is for a 41-lot subdivision of low-density residential land located at the northern end of the Deloraine Township. Lot sizes will range from the smallest being 1,203 metres squared, being lot 41, and the largest being 3,143 metres squared in lot 21. The average lot size will be 1,669 metres squared. Each lot will be serviced by reticulated stormwater infrastructure and will be provided with a water supply connection. It was initially proposed to provide each lot with a connection to reticulated sewer main. However, due to the topography of land, this required pumping sewer to the sewer main for approximately half of the proposed lots. So the application was lodged on this basis, but it was knocked back by TAS Water, who didn't support it. Accordingly, 21 of the 41 lots now require on-site wastewater to dispose and manage wastewater from future residential development. This arrangement has been supported by an on-site wastewater management evaluation report prepared by Geotom. The proposed lots will provide new residential lot offerings to support the continued growth of Deloraine. Of the main issues raised within the representations, they have been addressed by way of clarification or by simple amendments to the plan of subdivision. In this regard, the existing water line that services 223 and 225 Emu Bay Road will be made redundant, with each lot being provided with a new connection to a water main that will be constructed along Emu Bay Road. The stormwater main and easement that was proposed to dissect 203 Emu Bay Road will be redirected around the lot within proposed serviced easements to Gledow Street before returning back onto Emu Bay Road, which will clear that lot of impediments from services from the proposed subdivision. We're therefore seeking your support for the recommendation of approval of the development application. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, George. Right. Sorry about that. Okay. We'll go again. Would somebody like to move the motion as it sits at the moment? Councillor Sheriff, thank you. A seconder for the motion, please. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Sheriff, as the mover of the motion.
I'd like to open it up for discussion, but for the record, I don't know this bloke. Although he's got Sheriff as a surname, I believe if the spelling's correct in the agenda, it's spelt different to mine. So I just want to put that out there for all the listeners that want to take me down like they've tried to in the past. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
I'm not related either, I don't think, but anyway... look, I don't actually have a lot to say other than I lived in Deloraine for 10 years and it is a wonderful place to live. So I will welcome 41 new families to Deloraine. So go for it. They're nice big blocks, actually, so that was pleasing.
Yep, thank you. I'll open up for discussion. Councillor King.
Thank you. I know I've had a fair bit to say about subdivisions of late, but I think... in this instance, it's a very sensible use of that land parcel. It's not lending itself to much else, so I think housing development's a very sensible option.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillors, open up. More discussion? Yeah. You've caught me with a mouthful. My question, I guess, to the planners, the agricultural land that's on the opposite side of the highway and I guess potential of agricultural land on the opposite side of the Bass Highway, when there are 41 more houses, the encroachment into the agricultural area, the smells, the noises, that the noise of the tractor, how do we as council look at that, I guess, from an agricultural use? And I know that's a very broad question I'm asking, but I guess I'm wondering, are there going to be problems down the track by people complaining of smells and sounds when they're just across the road from farmland? Through the microphone, please. Through the microphone, Michael.
And no, absolutely. I take it from experience building ports where people buy
property overlooking the port, and then they complain that the cranes are working. And this will be very much the same issue. People would like to see the cows, but they won't like to get them to moo and smell the poo, you know. So I reckon we what you said is 100% correct.
Oh, I guess I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Yep. Can I have an answer for my question before we go on, if that's all right?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The agriculture zone, in terms of the low-density residential zone, which is what this site is zoned, there is no regard to how the agriculture zone interacts with that. Where if we look at the rural living zone, for example, there is a clause in the provisions that actually require you to have regard to when there's an agricultural rural zone within 200 metres. That's not the case for the low-density residential. Yes, complaints may always arise, but that's irrespective of where you are. And it's a case, it could be from the Bass Highway itself, or it could be from the agriculture across the way. But it's essentially buyer beware. This land is zoned appropriately for this use, and it takes that question out of the equation, because the decision has already been made.
That's
by
it.
Zoning.
That's a good answer, but history may well tell you that people that make lots of complaints actually get council on side rather than agriculture. But I'll leave it there as that one goes. Councillor White?
My comment is on the same, along the same lines. I just noticed that in the application, the quote from the Department of State Growth says that they take no responsibility for amenity regarding noise and vibration. I'm hoping that the developer will take some responsibility by using the buffer zone for planting vegetation, which may not mitigate noise and smells, but it does provide a bit of a visual screening. So I would hope to see developers take that on board and do their bit.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other questions, comments, councillors? Councillor Temple, with your microphone, please. Thanks, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Following on from your point, and my other concern was, will there be need for soundproofing walls? And as you were saying, people down the track want things that weren't originally thought of. And I suppose we see that in Blackstone Heights. It was designed to be one thing, and now people are wanting a lot more infrastructure there. The concept of buyer beware, will the buyers understand that it is buyer beware?
That's a question I can't answer, Councillor, and I guess that's a question that probably is a broader question for us as council as to when people shift into rural areas or agricultural areas or other areas, I guess, and try and potentially change what they're shifting into. But that's a bigger statement than what we can give, I guess. Following up, Councillor Temple.
Just as a follow-up there, is there some mechanism by which council should be informing potential buyers that these issues are buyer beware?
On this particular one, probably not, but maybe that's something for us to talk about at a later date, I guess. But it's an ongoing issue that's been going on for years for people to shift into agricultural areas. But Councillor Kelly?
I think with this one, having the Bass Highway as a bit of a buffer zone sort of going to help on one side of the development.
Yeah, you're right. Anything else, councillors? Nothing else? If not, Councillor Cameron as the seconder of the motion.
Just to back up what Councillor White said, I like trees and I think they'd look nice along there.
Fair enough. Councillor Sheriff as the mover.
No, I haven't got a problem with the development. I don't think you're going to have concerns with farming activity when you've got 500 trucks going past a day roaring their tyres. I just suggest the people that want to buy the place stand in the middle of it for a few hours before they decide to buy it. But that is buyer beware and common sense, I suppose. So, no, I haven't got a problem with it. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Councillors, on that basis then, everyone's had a chance to have a conversation and a question. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.
That is councillors Johnston, Kelly, Cameron, White, Sinfield, King, Sheriff and Friedrich. And those against? Councillor Temple against. Thank you. Motion's passed. Thanks, councillors. We are moving out of Planning Authority. Thanks, staff. We're moving on. I got to say, do you know that? Okay, moving on. Council Wellbeing 13.1, Community Grants and Sponsorship. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second that? Councillor King, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Cameron, thank you. You're doing a lot of seconds at the moment, Councillor Cameron, so. It is. Righto, Councillor King has the mover of the motion.
I'm very proud to be involved in our community grants program. I think it's one of the good things that council do and do fairly well, and I'm happy to support the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Yep, thank you to Nate and all of the team that sit around the table to assess the applications. And yes, it is one of my favourite things about being on council, and one of my favourite things about council is that we are able to support these organisations and groups. I think I said before, a little bit goes a long way sometimes helping these people, and I encourage anybody to apply if they have a project that might be worthy.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors, if needed. I'll just say that I agree. I think it's really good that we have grants out there that people can apply for, because a lot of other councils don't. So, any other? Councillor Friedrich, with your mic.
I've been approached by two different entities. They didn't know there was money available, and I just wonder, through your connection, if you know of anybody that apply, please apply. Well, I think we should be telling the world that we are. Okay, well then, it's done.
Well, sort of. We are, yes. And part of this is we need to promote it more, and there is some things that someone else other than me might be able to speak on.
No, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is that people need, and again, no big sums or whatever, but would really help to finish what they are trying to do. And
yep, Melissa, you want to?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We are working with the communications team to look at ways we can promote it better. We've talked about things like some videos that we might be able to put up on social media of some winners. We are producing a video at the moment of some recent grants that we'll be able to promote through social media and the website. And, getting some more information up on the website as well, and making it easier for people to apply. So it is on our radar, yeah.
Thank you. Councillor White.
So it just occurs to me that this could well overlap with building a database of volunteer organisations in the municipality, as we talked about for Volunteer Week. So if we had that database, then you'd also have a means by which to contact people to let them know about the grants.
Councillor Kelly.
Mr. Jonathan Harmon, if he's a question for Jonathan. One thing I've always been concerned around the community grants is the same hands been receiving the same grants all the time. I'm wondering if somewhere down the track, when Mr. Jonathan gets time, whether he can put together a list of, over the last 4 or 5 years, where all the grants have gone to, so see if we pick a pattern of it. The same old receiving grants. Is that achievable?
Yep. So through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Deputy Mayor, we certainly can. We have done, I guess, as a community grants committee, we do look at that. We do look at the regularity of grant applications and grants being awarded to specific not-for-profits. So, yep, we do, and we certainly can provide a summary back to the elected members at council workshop. That'll be, I'm sure that Nate will be more than happy to do that.
We're nearly finished, Nate, but that's all right. Thanks. We're probably going ahead of what people have scheduled us to do. So that's Councillor White.
Yeah, this is a bit of a comment related to the Councillor Kelly's question. Rather than take a slightly punitive action of like who's getting what and who keeps applying, if we were to expand our reach, as we were saying just previously, then you'd hopefully get more people applying, and that would sort of take care of that. So I'd like to think we went down that track rather than, you know, screen people because they've applied before, when really that might also mean that they're simply very proactive community groups doing really building great social capital and doing great things. So
yep.
I'd go for increasing our reach rather than limiting anyone.
I just want to go back to John Harmy. John?
Yep, so through you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks, Councillor White. That is right. I mean, we've got a policy that Council has approved and endorsed, and as a committee, we assess the applications in line with the guidelines that we've been provided. However, I mean, in the last few years, the applications has decreased a bit, and look, a little bit of that is reflective of there being less occurring in the community as a result of the pandemic. It's quite rare that we knock back an application, and generally the reasons are that they're non-compliant with Council's guidelines for the grants program, and I think that, I mean, Nate may be able to provide a comment, but the vast majority of the applications, and I'd say almost all that we've received in the last few years, have been approved, which has been really nice. And at the end of the quarter, which we are now, the end of the 12 months, it's been undersubscribed for the 12-month period, and on the occasions where we have had to decline an application, it's generally been on the basis that we've encouraged the applicant to resubmit rather than a flat-out no, and Nate certainly works with those groups to sort of amend the scope of their projects to better suit our program.
Thanks, John. Mr. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I speak to a number of people that don't know that the grants exist, and I was just wondering how, at the moment, do we go about advertising the grants to the community and advising of cut-off dates and so forth?
Melissa, we'll not respond to that, but Melissa just actually said how she's going to go... Well, we're going to go forward with that, but comment, Melissa.
So we're working with the communications team at the moment to look at ways that we can promote the grants better in the community. This involves things like videos on previous winners, and we've just finished one. It's in the finishing stages at the moment of a video about some recent grants that we have awarded, which is great. Looking at website as well, how we can better promote them on the website and social media, doing some more media releases and things like that. So that we are looking at a number of options to get it out there in the community a bit more.
Jim?
Through you, Mr.
Just to follow, John. Yep.
Mr. Mayor, my question was more about, not about how we're going to do it in the future, but how we're currently doing it, just so we can understand that.
Yep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Currently, we promote it through the website, so we do have articles up on the website. We have some social media posts from memory. I'm just thinking of what the comms team has initiated. They are the main things. I know we have actually approached different community groups to let them know that the grants are coming out. Oh, yep, at the moment, yeah. So we have approached individuals. We have ads in the Examiner as well, thanks, John. Yes, to advise that the rounds are opening. Valley News, yes, that would be another avenue that we would look at promoting them. Sure, there's others. I'm just trying to think, but yeah, they're the main things at the moment.
Thanks, Jim.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just to put some time frames on things, as part of the budget for next year, we'll be looking at the composition of the grants and making some recommendations around where those grants should be targeted. The promotion that Melissa's described will probably kick off in the new financial year, given that we've just run the last round for this financial year. And the third element is the communication strategy that's being developed at the moment will address the thrust of the conversation here today.
Thanks, Jim. Any other comments, councillors? Questions? Okay. Councillor Cameron as the seconder of the motion. Nope. Thank you. Councillor King as the mover of the motion. No. Okay. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That's unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Guess we're up to governance, is that correct? Finance, I've missed a page. Financial report, excuse me, I'll find it. Oh, there it is, yep. Okay, financial report to 31st of March. Thanks, Justin, for joining us. Thanks, John. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Councillor White, thank you. A seconder. Councillor Frederick, thank you. Councillor White has the mover of the motion. Thank you. Councillor Frederick has the seconder. Thank you. Open up for discussion. Questions, Councillor Kelly. Yes, well done. Thanks, Councillor Cameron.
We're still waiting on a few bucks to come in from the grants and subsidies by the looks of things in our budget.
Do you agree?
Is that on track?
Yes. Yes, through you, Samir. Yes, we're still waiting on some grants in the recreation and the recreation area, particularly around Bracknell Hall, Deloraine Rec Ground, and also squash courts, primarily, and the financial assistance grants as well, which will be approximately $2 million.
Just through you, Mr. Mayor, that's really reflective of the fact that the capital projects haven't progressed to a point where they're ready for construction. So a lot of those grant agreements are either paid retrospectively or paid upon commencement of a milestone. So we sort of haven't progressed to a point far enough where they are going to hand over the grant funds. In that sense, it's not that we've lost them. All the grants that we have budgeted for are committed. It's just maybe that they may be provided the next financial year now rather than the current one, depending on the timing of when that work's ready to commence.
That follow-up question, Councillor?
Just the way I'm reading this, it looks like our rates now have come in quite well this year, so you'd have to be happy with that signal.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. That's right, Councillor. We sort of looked, and that's really on the back of all of the property development, the volume of planning and building applications that our team's received. We're aware, and we've spoken about that a couple of times now, that the volume's as high as it's ever been, and you know the property development in turn results in increased rates down the track for our community.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Corresponding to that is an increasing workload and demand for costs.
Thanks, Jim. Also, there's been some payment by TAS Water coming through. That's correct, the dividends?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. That's right. So TAS Water made a decision, I think it was about 2 years ago, where financially they were expecting a downturn as a result of the pandemic, and they didn't provide dividends to owner councils for, I think it was a 12-month period. So their forecasts ended up being that they weren't as negatively impacted as they had estimated that they're going to be. So what TAS Water did, as the board, the decision that the board made, was that they would actually pay back some of those distributions that were foregone. So
as long as things remain favourable, Taswater have committed that in the June quarter this year they will provide us with an extra dividend in line with their corporate plan. So that's right, Mr. Mayor. It's a windfall in the short term as long as their finances remain as they predict. So through you, Mr. Mayor, that'll be a decision of their board, I suppose, and state government to provide reticulated sewerage at Bracknell. I think that that's something that, as a council, we've been advocating for some time.
Yep. Thanks, John. Councillors, any other questions? None? I think there's no. Everyone's happy. Councillor Friedrich has the seconder motion.
Just to say that sitting on an audit committee, I'll listen to all the questions that Jonathan had to answer, and I would say that the financial department is really representing us very well.
Thank you. Thanks, Councillor. That's well done.
That's fair enough.
And yeah, I can follow up on that. I guess it is good to see the finances come through every time and they're set out well. Obviously, we're happy because we're not asking any hard questions of you at the moment, so that's good. So. Yeah, good. Well, that's good to know. Councillor White has the move of the motion.
Well, I endorse your remarks and thank the officers concerned with compiling the report. Thank you very much for your work and your good management. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, on the basis that I'll put the motion, all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you. Moving over the page to page 416, governance. Quarterly report. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? Quarterly report. Councillor Kelly, as a mover, a seconder, please. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Kelly, as the mover.
No, I'll pass it on to Councillor Cameron.
Councillor Cameron, as the seconder.
Lost our mind today. No, thank you. Thanks, Jackie, for your work on this. I don't have a lot to add. Sorry. I like to see the achieved ones and the progressing ones, so very pleasing. Thank you.
Open up for discussion, councillors. Can I say then, before any councillors come in, it is good actually to see a program, and I guess the email we received the other day showing what's council has done for the last quarter was a little bit surprising. I guess I'm probably across it more than you councillors are, knowing what's happening in management, but even so, there's a list of stuff that's a power of work that's been achieved, which we as councillors probably don't acknowledge as often as we should, but it's something that we can actually go back out to our community and say, well, look, this is what is happening in council. Very easy to criticise council, as we know, but so, well done, I guess. That's what I'm saying. Well done. I think it's very good. I think the format that you put it out here is good as well. So, I'll open up for any other councillors' comments or discussion or questions. Everyone's happy? Okay. Well, wrapping up then, Councillor Cameron, you're... No, Councillor Kelly. Righto, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. That's unanimous, councillors. Thank you very much. Governance 15.2. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second the acting general manager arrangements? Councillor Friedrich, thank you. Councillor White, was it? Sorry, I was looking down when you said it. Thank you, Councillor White. Councillor Friedrich, any comments as the mover?
I just believe that this is a long time coming and I think it's a very good move forward.
Thank you. Councillor White, any?
Yes, what he said.
Well done, Councillor. Good. Not much saying going on today, councillors. All right, open up for discussion. Any questions, comments? Yeah, I think so. I don't need to go back to the mover and seconder, I don't imagine, on this one. I'm going to put it up. Okay.
It's good to see an efficient arrangement in place.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, councillors? All right, I'll put the motion in. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That is unanimous, councillor. Thank you. Motion to close the meeting. All those in favour to close the meeting? Oh, sorry, we've got it. Okay, Deputy Mayor Kelly moved the motion. Who seconded that? Sorry, Councillor White. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. That's unanimous. Thank you. Well done. Oh, 53 minutes.